AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. U.S.-Mexico trade talks are scheduled in Washington. President Trump wants tighter restrictions by Mexico at the U.S. border. If he doesn't get it by Monday, the president is threatening to impose a 5% tariff on Mexico.
Mexico can stop it. They have to stop it. Otherwise, we just won't be able to do business. It's a very simple thing. And I think they will stop it. I think they want to do something. I think they want to make a deal. And they sent their top people to try and do it. We'll see what happens today. We should know something.
The president speaking from Ireland. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the tariff would be dangerous for the U.S. and Mexico, and it's transparent.
Let's face what it is. It's a distraction from the Mueller report, and it served its purpose, right? Here we are. Here we are.
The White House is downplaying expectations today. Democrats and Republicans in the Senate are banding together to introduce more than a dozen resolutions aimed at blocking the Trump administration's sale of weapons to Saudi Arabia. Scott Peterson appeared in court in Florida today. He is the former sheriff's deputy who's facing charges for not confronting the gunman in the Parkland School massacre. 17 people were killed. This is Judge Jackie Powell.
The court does find probable cause. And also the bonds that were imposed along with special conditions, those special conditions will remain in place.
President Trump and others have branded Peterson a coward. In news interviews, Peterson has defended his actions as justified amid the chaos that day. The Trump administration announced what it calls a major expansion of hunting and fishing in the nation's wildlife refuges. The plan affects 1.4 million acres on federal public lands, including 74 national wildlife refuges. Chlorine gas made dozens of swimmers sick in a Utah public pool in what police call a freak accident. About 50 people, mostly children, were sickened. Ambulances took more than 20 people to hospitals. The chlorine caused people to cough, vomit, and bleed from their noses. This is AP Radio News. Ceremonies have started leading up to tomorrow's 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Near where thousands of troops launched the invasion, it was an international celebration. World leaders marking the start of Europe's liberation from the Nazis. Queen Elizabeth was a mechanic in the war and said many thought D-Day's 60th anniversary commemoration might be the last one.
But the wartime generation, my generation, is resilient.
An unusually personal note from the Queen, who said thank you to a crowd including several hundred World War II veterans. The number of D-Day vets is dwindling, and 94-year-old Donald Hitchcock says it's on each one to keep the memories going.
Let us live on, because lest we forget, we will not forget.
I'm Sagar Magani.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel took part in a ceremony today in England. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.